ages 4 through 3rd grade. Well, good morning. I have the joy of going along with our youth mission team to Lodge Grass, Montana on the Crow Reservation last month. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about what our week there looks like, and then the kids all are going to share some of their experiences with you. So if you don't mind, I would like to start with prayer. Father, call us young and old to go out into the world and share the gospel message. As the youth share about their time on the Crow Indian Reservation, I pray that you ignite in each one of us the desire to answer your call to share your word, whether it is here in our own families, our community, our country, or other parts of the world. Give us the word to say and the courage to step out in obedience as our youth have done. Thank you for this time together this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the Crow Reservation is located in southeast Montana, just south of Billings, and Lodge Grass is one of the communities on the reservation. There's a grocery store, a hardware store, a gas station, a post office, a school, and a few churches in this community. There's also a small park where we get to spend some time with the kids. Unfortunately, this summer, part of it was partially flooded, and so we also got to deal with the joy of lots and lots and lots of mosquitoes. When we go to Lodge Grass, we serve there with an organization called YouthWorks, and YouthWorks supplies 4 staff members who guide us through the activities and work projects throughout the week. There are typically 2 or 3 other churches who serve each week, and the group as a whole is split into 5 work crews. These crews work together the entire week. In addition to running Kids Club and serving at work projects, each crew is also assigned a chore for the day. A typical day looks like this. The crew in charge of breakfast prep gets up and into the kitchen by 6:45 a.m. Breakfast is served at 7:15. After breakfast, one crew is in charge of cleaning up breakfast, and another crew takes charge of cleaning the building. At 8:15, we gather to open with prayer, and then we have our morning devotions and quiet time with God. Our service day starts at 9 a.m. The mornings are filled with orientations and lesson planning on Monday and Wednesday. And then half of the group goes to Kids Club, and half of the group goes to work projects. And we had a few that also worked on sports camp this year. Halfway through the week, then they switch. So the ones that did Kids Club the first 2 days do work projects the second 2 days. The crews on work projects go to the homes where they will serve, and they spend the day scraping and painting the homes, making minor repairs as needed, and often doing some pretty heavy-duty yard work, too. The crews on Kids Club spend one morning at a local nonprofit organization called Centerpol. Centerpol has a cultural center, a coffee house, thrift store, and a food bank, which serves about 300 families each month. So while we were there, we helped in the thrift store, we worked in their garden, we cleaned out the big walk-in refrigerator in the food bank, and helped do a bunch of cleaning in the coffee house. We clean up Kids Club and work projects by about 3 in the afternoon, and then it's time for showers, break time, adult leader meeting, and dinner prep. Dinner is at 5:30, and then the last crew for the day cleans up after dinner. In the evenings, we have activities that help us to learn more about the Crow culture. So one night, we get to go to the Little Bighorn Battlefield and learn about what happened there. Another night, we spend with one of the elders at his home, and he tells us about the different Crow traditions, and then usually gives us an opportunity to throw arrows for a little while. And on the last night, we hold a cookout, where we serve dinner for the community. And that's always a really fun evening. We round out our evenings with a large group gathering for worship and a little more devotional time. And then we split into our church groups so that we have time to debrief about the day and share our full schedule. The kids work really hard during the day, and I want you to know that you can be very proud of our youth. They work hard, they love hard on the community. They spend time with the kids, they spend time restoring the homes there. The man who owned the home that my work crew served at came out at one point during the day, and he thanked us for making his house look like a home again. Our kids answered God's call to work and to serve and to love on this community. And so now I would like to invite Daniel to come up here, and he's going to share with us.
Thank you. So I'm Daniel Miles, and I'm going to start off by talking about last year's mission trip. Last year, there were only two groups, a Lutheran church out of Minnesota and us. The Minnesotans had 40-some people, and we had 16, if I remember right. The first day we got there, and both of our churches kind of kept to themselves. Not intentionally, just kind of how kids are with strangers in strange places. The first time I remember really interacting with a member of the other group was when our church was playing a card game. I think it was Uno, but they came up to us and asked if they could jump in. Of course, we let them, and it was a blast. After that person walked up to us, our churches seemed to interact more often and at larger scales. That person paved the way for me this year. Long before we began planning for this mission trip this year, I had planned to be more like that person. I wanted to go out of my comfort zone, away from my friends, and try to make new ones earlier in the week. I didn't want it to be like my first year, where I didn't really warm up to any of the other groups until there weren't enough days left to enjoy each other's company. Making friends at the end of the week and then saying bye wasn't near as fun as making friends towards the beginning and having those friendships throughout the whole week. So that's what I did. From the very start, I was off to random tables or groups and joining in. Even when I wasn't in the front of the line or the first one in the room, I would go and sit somewhere surrounded by empty seats and wait to see who would fill in the seats around me. Most of the groups sat close to the same place every time, so by sitting at different tables from meal to meal, I was able to sit with most of the groups. I think I only sat with my own youth group once during a meal, maybe twice. At first, I was anxious. However, it didn't take long to actually enjoy it. I was expecting people to be awkward at first, but it wasn't at all. Maybe because it was a mission trip, it put the kids in a chattier mindset, but I don't really know. All I know is that it was awesome to come out of my comfort zone and have fun conversations with friends who were just random strangers a couple of minutes before. Besides talking to the kids in YouthWorks, I also used my new mindset to reach out to the kids of Lodgegrass. The first day of Kids Club, basically an unstructured VBS, I started with the workers, going to the high school cafeteria and eating lunch with the neighborhood kids. Immediately after getting my lunch, I spotted my prey sitting at the end of the corner table. Three little boys. I walked over and sat down with them, and after 15 minutes of them making up fake names, I found out what the real ones were. There was a lot of laughing, mostly at me, and a lot of random, and I mean random, conversation. This consisted of them pointing out a girl they had just labeled as cute and asking me if I know her, and then immediately pointing at a boy while saying he looks mean, which he wasn't at all. All of this was awesome. Throughout all of this, I had been urging the kids to come down to Kids Club later on. One kid said he was too old. Sadly, he was. One said he would, and the third said he was going to go home and play video games instead because it was more fun. I carried on conversation, but kept bugging the one kid about it. Can you guess who tugged on the back of my shirt and asked me for a piggyback ride during Kids Club? Yep, the kid who said we were lame. I will humbly take the credit for that one. It just goes to show how God can take a simple little desire, in my case, the desire to go out of my comfort zone for the week, and use it to affect the lives of those around me. If I had not done what I had done, many of my fond memories of the week would not be there. On a slightly different note, many of those memories were initially started unintentionally by someone else. A great example was when my work crew, consisting of Natalie, Nate, and I, along with six others from a Missouri Synod church in Wisconsin, talked about our favorite hymns while painting, all because someone randomly started whistling. It was such a blessing to be able to sit there and talk about our favorite hymns. I can't even do that with my own youth group, Who thought I could do it with a group of strange teenagers I just met? While the week had its ups and downs, mainly from the weather, God was able to use both the ups and the downs for his glory and impact both us and the surrounding community with his love. While on the mission trip, you notice God's work in surprising places. It's important to remember that God is at work everywhere, around you and through you, whether you know it or not. 1 John 4:11 states, "But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us." It helps when you keep your eyes open and allow yourself to be used by God. Thank you.
All right, I'm Nathan, and this is my third time on the mission trip. So at the beginning of the week, we had our church group, and we went around in a circle telling what our goal was for the week and how we wanted God to put us in and make us uncomfortable and put us in situations that we don't usually want to be in. And I wanted to make more relationships with the community and kind of talk to them more and get to know them, and as well as make our relationships better with our church group, the Richland Lutheran Church. So the first day at Kids Club, we got rained outside, so we had to move inside the church's small gym. And it was really warm and really, we're all right there, so we had a lot of people in a small space, and it was just got really warm. But there was a bunch of kids there, and one kid just started hanging out with me and kind of talking to me, and he wanted piggyback rides. And at the end, we were doing like the circle at the end when we were just wrapping everything up, and he sat in my lap. He took my arms in his hands and then wrapped them around himself. And that's just a really cool experience for me because it was my first day, and I said I wanted to make relationships with the community, and that's the first thing that happened at Kids Club. But also, so I was working at the craft table, and one of these kids that I've been hearing from my brother and all of these other kids that have been on the mission trip before me, Amos is his name, he came to me and was like, "I want to do a craft." And I was like, "All right." And he's like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Nathan." So we started talking, and as we were getting to know each other, he's like, "Is this your first time?" I'm like, "No, this is my third time coming here, and I'm actually Zeke's brother." And he's like, "I know Zeke." And I'm like, "Yeah, Kenny's my friend." He's like, "Kenny's my friend." So we talked, and it was good to know him, because I've heard all these stories, and he was just a really cool kid to meet. So after that day, we went back and we talked, and it was a good day. And the second day was also good. So on the second day, we actually got to go outside, which was really nice, but the mosquitoes were eating me alive and everyone else out there. I went through a bottle of bug spray using it on myself, the other church, our church, and the community kids. And then, but I met another kid, and he wanted piggyback rides, and we hung out for a while, and then he went to a different station, I was somewhere else, and then we weren't hanging out right then, but he came back, and we gotta do crafts together, I gotta give him piggyback rides, and It was really fun. And then at the end of the day, the kid from the first day, he started coming back to me, and he wanted piggyback rides, and then he also wanted to sit in my lap at the end. And it's amazing to see how much these kids just want to be loved. And it's not hard to do that when they're climbing all around you. So on our that was the middle of the week. So after that, we were on to work projects, and we went to this house. It was out a little bit of ways from the actual lodge grass, But it just gave me time to hang out with Natalie and Daniel, wherever he went. He's over there. And it was just, we got to talk and laugh and spend time and paint together. And it was just, it was a really good, really good experience just to get to talk to them and get to know them better. And then the second day of that is the same thing. We just got to hang out and paint, talk, get to know each other. And on the last day, we always get our feet washed on that last day. And personally, that's just, it's a humbling experience. It's probably one of my favorite parts of it because I just, you know, feel the love from my group that I went with, and it's amazing just how you can feel the Holy Spirit in that moment, and it's just, I can't really put it into words, but I went last, and I got the honor and of my brother washing my feet, which it's humbling to have your brother who sometimes doesn't like you and doesn't want to be around you to wash your feet. And then they all prayed over me and for me, and it's just an amazing experience, and I can't really say how great it is. And I feel the Holy Spirit super strong in those moments when they do that every year. And yeah, that week was good. It was good. And I just want to thank all you guys for making it so I can go and give God's love and receive God's love. Thank you.
Okay, I'm Natalie, and obviously I had the privilege of going to Lodgegrass to serve on this mission, and it was my first time, and the only other mission I've been on was a few years ago, and it was an international one, and it was solely based on just serving. And so the whole 10 days, we built a schoolroom for the kids down there. And so going into this mission, having to be a few years later, I was totally expecting to just come in and serve. And those work projects looked real familiar to me. And so then one of the first questions I was asked, maybe even a few months before we even left, was, how do you expect to be touched? And my answer was, well, I expect to touch. I expect to serve. And I just got a pat on my back, and they were like, oh, just you wait. Just you wait for this, and you'll be touched in more ways than you expect. And yeah, that was like way more true than I expected it to be. And so going into it was crazy, just having it be my first time, and not really knowing the whole layout of what we were doing was kind of scary, but luckily I was put into a group with Nathan, and he really just showed me the ropes the whole week and made me feel at home with his little piece of home being there. And so I was thankful for that, and it was just great being able to go to Kids Club and meet those kids and see that all they wanted was a piggyback ride and just to be loved. And so one of the things that I kind of struggled with too was that out of the 8 kids, I was only girl. So you can imagine, you know, being in a car for 13 hours with just 7 boys, kind of an interesting experience. And so after that, I was just really kind of looking to spread out, meet some other kids. And that second day of Kids Club, I just kind of saw these five girls off on their own, and they kind of looked like they were a little too cool for kids club. Like they kind of wanted to be there, kind of didn't want to be there. And so I just go over there and kind of introduce myself and just hang out with them. And then all of a sudden they're throwing bracelets on my wrists, and they wanted to carry my backpack of all things, and which I was totally okay with. And so they just carried my backpack around for me, and they didn't want piggyback rides, which I was okay with. And so getting to see them and just be like, oh, yay, girls. You know, after, you know, you have the 2 days of kids club, and then you go do your work projects, and being able to come back from work projects and just that strenuous work, and seeing their faces and just seeing how jittery they were, and they just brought the energy back into my other half of the day, which I was just so thankful for, to see their faces, and being able to drive them home too at the end of the day, and just getting to say goodbye and give them those hugs, and having them ask, you know, when are you coming back? When do I get to see you again? Was just sad because, you know, I'm too old for that, but also just great to see that they're friends now, and that these people you can hold close and dear to your heart. And so I think if Jesus showed me anything throughout the week, it's that we're not alone, we don't have to go very far to realize that we're not alone. And so I am thankful for those seven boys, as weird and smelly as they are. And I'm thankful for Lodgegrass and just the opportunity that I had to go spend with those people. So thank you.
Hello, everybody. Are you ready for the best 3-minute speech you've ever heard? Well, keep waiting, so you're not going to get that. So I'm Zeke, and this was my 4th year going to Lodgegrass, and I think the best experience for me was being able to hang out with the older kids, so kids that are teenagers. They're a couple years younger than me, and going into the week, we weren't going to start in sports camp, which is what I wanted to do, where we just go and play basketball and hang out, but luckily, Youth Work staff was generous enough and like, you can go do sports camp. I was like, oh, thanks. So it was like me and a couple other kids, and we went to lunch, and then we went and hung out with the older kids, which was just a good time because we just got to play basketball. And I got to hang out with kids that I've got to know over the past 3 years before. And one of my favorite things from that is we would just be hanging out, and then one of the kids, one of my friends, Karsten, one of the native kids, he'd be like, okay, let's start a game. And he'd like, oh, Zeke, you be a captain. And then he'd like, somebody else be a captain. Because he knew, he's like, Zeke's going to pick me first. So every time I'd be like, who do I want to pick first? Karsten, hey. So I'd pick him first, and we'd play basketball. And another cool part about playing basketball is we'd get really hot, so we'd get in the car, we'd all pile in, all wearing seatbelts, mostly. And we would go down to the store, we'd drive down to the store, and we'd get snacks and stuff, and I'm like, I'm buying. And I ended up spending like $60 at that store, just on the kids, with my parents' money, of course. So that was really cool. And it was just cool to have these older kids just look up to me and follow me around, because I got there and they just kind of latched on to me and followed me around. And they seem really, they try to be cool on the outside, but I know them, and on the inside, they're just like little mama's boys, and they walk the walk and talk the talk, but they're just really sweet kids. But it's cool getting to just walk around town and get my walk on and like get my head up and my chest and shoulders really big. So I really enjoyed that. And throughout the week, I got to hang out with just kids that I've met, but I got to hang out with new kids. One kid was Chad, and Chad's just a cool kid because he has so much energy and he's just so positive. And I strive to be like Chad and be more out there and be more relational like he is. And I just got to hang out with these boys, just like teenage boys, not always appropriate, but it was just really good to hang out as just their friend and not be above them or even below them, just be at their level and hang out with them in that sense. And I'm not there to correct them, so if they say a bad word, I'm just like, I didn't hear that, but I'm just hanging out. And it was cool because we got to hang out with the youth work staff, one of the guys that was with us for sports camp, and they just kind of made fun of him, and I was treated as one of their own, like natives. They're like, one of the boys is like, you're an Indian now too. They're like, you better work on your tan. I was like, ah, dang, like I know. But I just saw God's love again in the kids and in their relationships with me. And I still talk to these kids and text them every once in a while and say, are you staying out of bad stuff? They're like, mostly. I'm like, okay, keep staying out of bad stuff. Go somewhere in your life. And these kids, they're going to do well in life. And I hope that I can have an impact just as their friend mostly and not like as someone there to correct them. And I'm just grateful for these kids and how open they are to just hanging out with me and just the ways I get to share the experience with them through basketball and through shoes and through music. And I just want to thank you all for your support, and I hope I can share more about my experiences, so come talk to me. Thank you all.
I just wanted to kind of briefly wrap all of this up, put a little bow on it. We have such an amazing group of students here at this church. For me, coming in, I've been here at RLC for almost a year now, and so I didn't go to Lodgegrass last year because I was hired in August, and so all year I've been hearing about Lodgegrass and hearing about how much the students love it and just how meaningful it is. So it was an experience I was really looking forward to, and I was not disappointed. It was just incredible to get to watch our students build relationships and just go into this place, into this community that's become so dear to our group, and just show what God's love looks like, that it looks like meeting people right where they're at, that it looks like, as Zeke talked about, not coming in, you know, to save people or to be these, you know, people who have it all together and serving others, but to just come in at their level and say, let's learn from each other. And you guys as a congregation should be, as Kelly said, so proud of our students. They were just incredible during the week. They took anything that came at them. One of the best pictures of that, I think, comes from the leaders, especially John Page is one of our faithful leaders that's been there every time, and Brandon were manning the grill during our community cookout, which is awesome, except it was pouring down, like thundering, lightning, and so everyone else was inside, and John and Brandon were outside under this little covering, just dealing with this rain and being soaked, and making sure that all of these community members who came to spend their time with us were fed. And so it was just, people go above and beyond during the week, and it was just incredible to see. And as many of the students have said, we cannot thank you enough for your support. It's amazing that all our students have to do to be able to raise the money to go is send out fundraising letters, and you guys faithfully respond. So thank you once again for making this trip possible. You guys were part of changing lives, both at Lodgegrass and in our students here as well. So thank you for allowing us to continue to do this. This was our 13th year going to Lodgegrass, and we're already planning to hope to go back next year as well. So thank you.